your Bibles, open up in your Old Testaments to the book of Exodus. The book of Exodus, chapter 3. We want to look at an encounter between God and, excuse me, between God and Moses. This is a very interesting thing because it kind of speaks to who we are. There are so many times in life when we feel the impression of God, when we sense that He's telling us to do something, and we just kind of look around and say, God, can't you send someone else? Can't you get somebody else to do this? I really don't want to. Or I feel inadequate. Or I feel, and we use that word feel so often, instead of just trusting. And that's kind of where Moses is at in this whole encounter that he has with God. And in the process of that, he begins to question God. And God has an answer for every issue that Moses can come up with. And so let's read this encounter. We're going to begin at verse 7 and read our way through the rest of this chapter. Exodus chapter 3, beginning at verse 7. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and have given heed to their cry because of their taskmasters, for I'm aware of their sufferings. So I have come down to deliver them from the power of the Egyptians and to bring them up from the land to a good and spacious land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanite and the Hittite and the Amorite and the Perizzite and the Hivite and the Jebusite. And now, behold, the cry of the sons of Israel has come to me. Furthermore, I have seen the oppression with which the Egyptians are oppressing them. Therefore, come now, and I will send you to Pharaoh, so that you may bring my people, the sons of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I, that I should go to Pharaoh, and that I should bring the sons of Israel out of Egypt? And he, God, said, Certainly, I will be with you, and this shall be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall worship God at this mountain. Then Moses said to God, Behold, I'm going to the sons of Israel, and I shall say to them, The God of your fathers has sent me to you. Now they may say to me, What's his name? What shall I say to them? And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, Thus you shall say to the sons of Israel, I am has sent me to you. And God furthermore said to Moses, This you shall say to the sons of Israel, The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abram, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generations. Go and gather the elders of Israel together and say to them, The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of and Jacob, has appeared to me saying, I am indeed concerned about you and what has been done to you in Egypt. So I said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt to the land of the Canaanite and the Hittite and the Amorite and the Perizzite and the Hivite and the Jebusite, to a land flowing with milk and honey. And they'll pay heed to what you say. And you with the elders of Israel will come to the king of Egypt And you will say to him, the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, has met with us. So now, please, let us go to a 3 days' journey into the wilderness that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. But I know that the king of Egypt will not permit you to go, except under compulsion. So I will stretch out my hand and strike Egypt with all my miracles, which I shall do in the midst of it. And after that, he will let you go. And I will grant this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall be that when you go, you shall not go empty-handed. But every woman shall ask of her neighbor and the woman who lives in her house articles of silver and articles of gold and clothing. And you will put them on your sons and daughters. Thus you will plunder the Egyptians. Shall we pray? Our gracious Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you that you never ask of us anything that you are not willing to prepare us and assist us with performing. Father, there are so many times in this life when we question, but you always have an answer. There are times in this life when we wonder, but Lord, you see tomorrow as clearly as you see today. You know every possible pitfall, and you will help us to sidestep those pitfalls if we'll just listen to you and be obedient to you and serve you. Lord, help us to realize who we are. And we'll give you thanks and praise. For it's in your name we pray. Amen. As I have read and studied this particular passage of Scripture, I am amazed, please excuse me, I am amazed at God's response. When the people say to me, "What's his name?" God responds not with Jehovah. He doesn't respond with Yahweh. He says, "I am." That's such a bizarre response. I am. You just tell them, "I am sent me." And I have looked at that and looked at that. And the conclusion that I have come to is that there's a reason that God responded that way and that the people would know it. That the people would know who I am is. You see, the people back in those days are really no different than the people today. We have established that this year, 2014, is going to be a year of development in discipleship, of development in outreach and trying to win people to Jesus Christ. And trying to is the wrong phrase, and winning people to Jesus Christ. You're going to be able to have a part in that because God wants you to be a part of that. God is calling us as a church to become ministry, outreach ministry involved. And he wants us to be involved in a way that we have to look beyond our abilities and realize that it's only him. I love the testimonies tonight because they so much go along with the fact that it's not me, it's God. I believe that Greg stated that. I believe that Bill stated that. I believe that Papo stated that. You know, it's not me, but it's him. And you know, that's an important aspect of our faith. If God calls us to something, his desire is, number one, to prepare us to do it. And so he gives us direction. His desire, secondly, is to have us do it then, to be submissive and open to him and follow through. And then his desire is to bring about success. And I am absolutely confident that God has success laid before us in this coming year if we'll stop being Moseses and arguing with God. But instead, place our faith, our trust, and our confidence in I Am. The words I Am are kind of interesting. I want you to notice this. In verse 11, but Moses said to God, and it's always kind of scary when there's a but in front of our name. All right? That means that something quite often is not right. When God asks us to do something and that happens to say, you know, but Keith, that's not a good thing. Or, you know, but whoever you want to put in that situation. If God is asked, it should be, and so. And so. There's a big difference. But Keith means Keith's got an argument with God. And so means Keith is submissive and willing to do. Now, I'm not saying that Keith has a problem with God. All right? That's just an illustration. But that's the reality of it. And as you come to this, you know, God has already laid out. And he said, now notice this. He says in verse 7 and 8, he says, and the Lord said, I have surely seen, so I've observed, the problems of my people. I am, if you will, aware of what my people are going through. I have given heed to their cry, so I have listened to what they have had to say. So my sight is good, my hearing is good, I am aware of their sufferings. His awareness is good. And now catch this. So I have come down to deliver them. I have come down to deliver them. Moses, I'm not asking you to deliver the people of Israel. I'll do it. When God calls you to do something, what he wants is a vessel who is fully yielded and submitted so that he can do something great. That's what he wants. I have come down. I'm not an absentee landlord. I have come down. I'm not going to send you to do this. I have come down, and I'm going to do this. So you know what he's saying? I'll be present with you every step. Every time you walk forward, I walk with you. I'll not lag behind. I'll not rush ahead. I'll be with you. Now, don't you lag behind. Don't you rush ahead. You go with me. And so God is saying that to Moses, look, I'm going to take care of this. I'm going to take care of this. And then notice in verse 11, but Moses said to God, who am I that I should go? Who am I? Do you catch the idea that Moses is saying, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. Who am I? First of all, what makes you think that Pharaoh's going to pay any attention to me? Who am I? What makes you think that I have the full instruction of what needs to take place? Who am I? Who am I? Folks, never sell yourself short. That's what Satan wants to do. He wants to sell you short. He wants to make you doubt God's integrity, God's mission, God's grace, God's empowerment, and he wants to make you feel less than significant in the eyes of God. Why does he do that? Because he's a liar. Because he's a murderer, because he's a thief. He lies to you about who God is and what he has said. He murders you in your spirit so that he can get you to not move for the Lord. And I forgot the third one I just said. Doesn't take long for things to leave my mind. But anyways, oh, he robs from you the joy of your salvation. He's a thief. He robs from you then your joy. That's what he's all about. And so you need to remember that when God places before you an open door, no one can shut it, even Satan. Only God can shut it. And so, and that's an interesting thing because God opens the door. All you've got to do is walk through it. David Popovich, come here. Come here. I picked David because he's one of the taller guys. All right? Now, come here, David. Without touching the door handle, walk through that door. Without breaking the door, walk through that door.
Can't do it.
You can't do it.
Nope.
Okay, what if someone were to come along and go like that and say, now walk through that door?
I can do it.
You can do that. Good. I knew that there would be a way that we could get him to do that kind of thing. No, I'm not going to let him out. Those of you who are wondering. But you see, when God asks of us something, he opens the door that we can go through. He's either coming up behind me or... You want to know what the scary thing is? He's looking at you. Thank you, sir, for participating in that. But you see, when God asks us to do something, he'll open the door. And we need to just walk through it. It's just like he's saying to Moses when he's saying to him, I have come down. Because why? Because I've heard the cries of the people. I have seen their sufferings and their afflictions. I am aware of everything that they're going through. So I have come down to take care of this. Moses, I'm not asking you to do something that I'm not willing to work with you on. I but Moses. Who am I? You know what's written between the lines as God responds? Moses, you are my chosen vessel. That's who you are. And no matter what, don't you let the enemy, which sometimes is yourself, don't you let the enemy rob you. For I'm greater than your enemy. So Moses is going, whoa, boy, guess that question wasn't such a great one to ask. Oh, I've got another one. And so he moves on and he says, then Moses said to God, this first one didn't work. And then Moses says to God, behold, I'm going to the sons of Israel. Not only do I question going to Pharaoh, but you're asking me to go to my peers. I have to go to the sons of Israel. These are the people who have observed me through life. These are the people that I have rubbed elbows with. These are the people that live next door. These are the people who dwell in my tent. So you're sending me to them. Behold, I'm going to the sons of Israel, and I shall say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you. Now, they may say to me, what's his name? Come on, Mo. What's his name? Who is this one who has sent you? All right, God, what do I say? What do I tell them? What shall I say to them? And God said to Moses, I am who I am. You see, that initial statement is a correction to Moses. Moses, I am who I am. You better get this right. And he says it with emphasis. I am who I am. The underlying thing is, Moses, why are you questioning me? What is going on here? I am who I am. And then he continues, and look at what he says. Thus you shall say to the sons of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Do you know what I am means? It means I am the source of everything. I am the creator. I am the one who created this world, who created this life that you have. I am the one who is the creator of all heaven. I am the one that when you are discouraged brings you encouragement. I am the one who when you doubt fills you with faith. I am the one who when you are troubled that helps to bring about peace in the middle of this world and in all of this struggling and in all of this stuff that's going on. Moses, I am the solution to every problem you might face, even your own self-doubt. I am. I am. And you just say to them, I am. For God is all sufficient to take care of every need you might have. God is all sufficient to take care of every problem you might face. God is all sufficient. That's I am. Why has God asked you? Because he trusts you. That's why. Why has God laid out this plan for reaching out to this world? Because he trusts us. That's why. Why has God placed upon you a desire to become involved in some area or some fashion? Because he trusts you. But he's not sending you out alone. I am will go with you. I am will bring success. I really find it interesting, as reading through this, God has the bases covered because he knows what's going to take place. Yeah, Mo, you're going to go to Pharaoh, and he's going to be stubborn. I already see it. I already know about it. I've got the solutions. Don't sweat it. Don't sweat the small stuff. When God calls on you to go to your neighbor, to go to your family, to go wherever he's asking you to go, he already sees what the pitfalls are going to be. And he'll help you sidestep the pitfalls. And now remember this. When God calls you, for example, to go and speak to a neighbor, to a friend, to a family member, when God calls you to go and share the good, glorious news of Jesus Christ, he's not calling you to success. He's calling you to obedience. Obedience on your part will lead to success on God's part. And you always need to give God the glory. All you're doing is obeying him. And isn't that the least that you can do for the God who has done the most for you? Instead of saying, God, send someone else. Become an Isaiah believer. In Isaiah chapter 6, where Isaiah says, here am I. Lord, send me. Do you want to be used by God? Then you better be faithful. God will give you great opportunities because he has great things in mind for you. Don't doubt him. Don't question him. And I'm going to tell you why. Don't get offended. But all of us here are too stupid to argue with God and win the argument. All of us here are too stupid to argue with God. He knows much more than not just the brightest one in this room, but he knows much more than all of us together in this room. And so he's saying, I want to use you. Are we willing to be used? Let's stand. I hadn't planned on having any kind of an altar call. We're not going to sing. But you know, there's a reason that God has laid this message so heavily on my heart for this night. I don't know why. I have no idea why. But I'll tell you what. I would be remiss if we didn't take a moment of silence to give anyone an opportunity to say, instead of questioning God, I'm just going to walk with him. I'm going to obey him. I'm going to be who he wants me to be. I'm going to say what he wants me to say. I'm going to walk with him. I'm not going to rush ahead of him. I'm not going to fall behind. I just want to walk arm in arm with God, and I'll do whatever he asks me to do. And so I want to give you an opportunity to make that kind of a commitment. If you are sensing that God is speaking, perhaps you have doubted him. And I'll tell you, when we doubt God, we doubt his character, we doubt his authority. So don't doubt. Doubt is not of God. And if you have been someone who has doubted God's ability to use you, perhaps you're sensing, I just need to let him. I need to let go and let God have full control. So I'm just going to ask you to bow your heads, and I'm going to have a word of prayer. And we're going to take just a few moments of silence. And if you are sensing that God is speaking to you to be a Moses in this modern day world, I'm going to invite you to come, and then we're going to have a word of prayer to close. We'll pray now, moment of silence, and then a closing prayer. Our gracious Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your foresight. For the fact that you see tomorrow as clearly as we see today. In fact, more clearly, because you see all things, even the stuff we miss. Lord, I don't know who you may be speaking to here tonight. I don't know why you had this message for this particular service, but Lord, we just have to obey you. And so we're going to wait in silence as you speak to our hearts. If there are any others, please step out. Our gracious Father, you see these who have stepped forward. We ask that the great I Am would be all sufficient for them. That as they release themselves more and more to you, that you will work out your will through them for this world. Lord, we know that your will is that none should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Father, these who have stepped forward are willing to be used by you in whatever task you ask them to do. So, Father, glorify yourself through them. give them an overwhelming sense of peace in your presence. And Father, I pray for this church that we would be a church that honors you in every fashion, that takes on a burden for the lost, not just our families, but for the lost. And then, Father, help us to be a part of your solution and not a part of the world's problem. Father, we love you. We thank you for your word. And we ask that now we would trust the great I am. For it's in your glorious and your holy and your righteous name that we pray and ask all of these things. And all of God's people said, amen. Well, thank you for being here. If you must go, these have come forward. We don't want to interfere with what God is doing there. So we're going to ask you to give us a moment to get to the back. And then may the Lord bless you as you live for him this week.